Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Andy Warhol, perhaps the most famous and well-known of all American artists. Our focus today, though, is on his early success and the stresses that anxious Andy faced, even as his popularity grew. Time magazine noted in an article about New York society that Andy Warhol was just the type of desirable person that every hostess had to have just one of. But Andy lacked confidence about himself physically. He was acutely self-conscious and horrified that he was prematurely gray and balding rapidly. He also worried constantly that his nose was too big and that it might be due to a condition that could worsen over time. At the urging of several friends, he began wearing different wigs to look younger and hipper, and he endured several operations to have plastic surgeons reshape his swelling nose. As he worked on improving his appearance, he tested the results by joining a small theater group to see how people reacted to his new enhancements. His brief fling as an actor only proved that he was way out of his element. His director recalls that he was a disaster on stage. So it was back to making art for anxious Andy, because at the end of the day, that's what he really knew. Andy's confidence in his work was unshakable. Big question was, after Butterflies and Shoes, what should he do next? The answer to that question appeared one evening when his neighbor, Muriel, showed up for dinner. Andy looked at her and said, "Muriel, I just don't know what to paint next. You've got fabulous ideas. Can't you give me one?" And, famously, Muriel replied, "You've got to find something that's recognizable to almost anybody, Andy. Something that you see every day. Something like a can of Campbell's soup." Andy said, "Oh, that sounds fabulous." And he thanked her with a $50 bill for her creative input. The very next day, Andy began the first of his Campbell's soup paintings. Leo Castelli, the famous gallery owner, had an assistant, Ivan Karp, who had heard about Andy's new direction, and he brought Castelli to Warhol's studio to see the work. The visit was an awkward one because shy, anxious Andy met them at the door wearing a theatrical mask and made them each wear one as well. Karp assured Castelli that Andy was just a little bit eccentric, and Castelli relaxed sufficiently to buy a small soup can painting on the spot for $45. Even though Castelli wouldn't commit to showing Andy's work, Karp believed in it enough to moonlight as Andy's private dealer. He took slides and photographs of Andy's work to all the so-called advanced galleries, and even though they weren't responsive, he kept up his efforts. Karp really felt that an exhibit at the Stable Gallery, which was owned by Eleanor Ward, was Andy's true next step. Andy's first pop exhibition at the Stable Gallery featured 18 works, and opening night guests were given specially made badges featuring an image of the Campbell soup can attached to a red ribbon. Metropolitan Museum of Art curator Henry Gelzeller then hosted a party in Andy's honor after the opening, which was attended by many art world notables. The attention that Warhol's first New York pop exhibition generated in the general press was commented upon by Michael Fried in Art International magazine. Of all the painters working today in the service or thrall of popular iconography, Andy Warhol is probably the most single-minded and the most spectacular. His current show at the Stable Gallery appears to have been done in a combination of paint and silkscreen technique. The technical result is brilliant. At his strongest, and I take this to be in the Maryland paintings, Warhol has a painterly competence and a real feeling for what is truly human. I, for one, find this moving. In this exhibit and review, Andy Warhol finally found what he longed for, at least 15 minutes of serious art world fame. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.